Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit.
Several Cochrane reviews examine the effects of treatments for sickle cell disease, which can cause a huge burden for patients and their families. In a new addition to these in April 2017, Joe Howard from Guy's and St Thomas Hospitals in London in the UK and colleagues focused on the drug hydroxyurea, which is also known as hydroxycarbamide. She tells us what they found in this podcast.
Sickle cell disease is an inherited disorder that creates problems with hemoglobin, the substance in red blood cells that carries oxygen around the body. For people who have sickle cell disease, hemoglobin forms long polymers, or chains, which damage the blood cells and make them stickier, leading to blockages and reduced blood flow that in turn cause pain, strokes, and organ damage. It has many other effects as well, including depression, poor quality of life, coping issues, and poor family relationships, and can require frequent visits to healthcare facilities. Hydroxyurea, or hydroxycarbamide, is one of the drugs used to reduce these effects, and we did this review to look at its effects on important outcomes, such as pain, survival, life-threatening illness, and quality of life, as well as side effects. We found 8 randomised trials involving almost 900 people with sickle cell disease. The studies lasted between 6 and 30 months, which is quite short for a lifelong condition. 5 of the studies recruited both adults and children, and 4 of these compared hydroxyurea versus placebo, while the 5th randomised participants to receive treatments with hydroxyurea or without it. The other 3 studies were limited to children who were also at higher risk of having a first or second stroke. In 2 of these trials, the children received either hydroxyurea and phlebotomy, in other words, collection of blood, or blood transfusion and chelation, which involves the use of agents to remove excess iron from the body. In the other trial, children were randomised to care with or without hydroxyurea. Our findings suggest that people receiving hydroxyurea experienced significantly fewer pain episodes than those on the comparator treatments. But there's no evidence that hydroxyurea led to changes in survival, life-threatening illnesses, quality of life, or that it caused any particular side effects. However, the studies had limited information on these outcomes, so further research is likely to have an important impact on what we can say about them. In summary, randomised trials have shown that hydroxyurea is likely to be effective for at least short-term periods for decreasing the frequency of painful episodes in sickle cell disease, and doesn't seem to be associated with an increase in side effects. However, there isn't much evidence on whether the drug is beneficial when used for many years, or whether it causes any long-term side effects. Answers to these important questions will require new studies, designed to run for longer than the trials that have been done up to now.
If you would like to read about the 8 studies that are already in Joe's review, and watch for future updates if more evidence becomes available, you can find it at cochranelibrary.com. Just visit the website and search hydroxyurea and SCD to see it listed first. If you'd like to see the other Cochrane reviews for this condition, a simple search for sickle cell on its own will list them all.